Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, July 27th, 2023. US futures are pointing to a higher open. European equity markets have opened positive following largely higher levels in Asia. US dollar is flat with China yuan and Aussie dollar stronger while Japanese yen holding at 140 per dollar ahead of the BOJ move tomorrow. Treasury yields are lower at the short end and higher at the long. Crude oil futures are higher. Gold and industrial metals are well bid. Agricultural futures are also trading higher. Wall Street has remained muted with a more or less in-line message to accompany the well-expected 25 basis point Fed hike yesterday. Markets are pricing out the likelihood of another increase, however, with the Fed Fund futures showing a 20% chance of another hike in September, although there are some important data points to get through before then. Market attention now turns to the European Central Bank with expectations of a 25 basis point rate hike to be announced later, and a slim chance of a September rate hike. Next one up is the Bank of Japan decision on Friday, where expectations are for no policy change. Some sell-side previews, however, have warned of a policy surprise that may see a further widening of the yield curve control tolerance band. On the data front, the Italian business and consumer confidence readings missed. Spain's June retail sales came in lower than consensus. Germany's August GfK consumer confidence has indicated that consumer pessimism is fading. And there's a big jump in the UK vehicle production. China's industrial production contracted further in June. South Korea's manufacturer sentiment has hit a year-to-date high amid a fall in raw material costs. Key focus on the US macro calendar today is the Q2 GDP prints, as well as the June durable orders, June wholesale inventories, and June pending home sales. The weekly initial jobless claims, weekly continuing claims, and weekly natural gas inventories are also due. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today include McDonald's, MasterCard, AbbVie, Boston Scientific, Willis Towers Watson, Baxter International, Wabtec, Southwest Airlines, and Comcast. These are posting results before they open. Intel, Ford Motor, and T-Mobile will report after the close. In corporate news, California Attorney General is investigating Tesla for the safety and marketing of its autopilot, according to CNBC. Netflix is restructuring its advertising partnership with Microsoft and is planning to lower ad prices. Volkswagen is set to make a substantial $700 million investment in XPeng and develop EVs in China. In Asia, equities went mostly higher on Thursday. Japan closed with solid gains. Australia also had a strong day. Hong Kong traded higher again with EV stocks leading the pack. Mainland China markets finished back at the flat line. South Korea had a volatile day, but KOSPI finished higher. Taiwan was also up. Southeast Asia was the underperformer of the region to finish mixed. India is slipping. Following the broad strength in Asia, European equity markets are higher too. Ahead of next week's Bank of England meeting, the majority of the Treasury's seven-member Economic Advisory Council believes that the bank should slow its rate hikes amid risk of over-tightening and pushing the UK into unnecessary recession, according to a Bloomberg report. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Thursday, July 27th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.